Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you guys are having a good day. So today I'll be talking about discrimination in the workplace. This semester I took an econ class and we were asked the questions, should the government use tax money to make everyone economically equal? And what did you learn in econ and how will you apply it to the real world? Let me start by answering the first question. Okay, so unfortunately, people are still being discriminated in the workforce for the color of their skin, their ethnicity, and even their gender. Women still make less money than men, which seems pretty crazy to me because women can do any job just as good as men. Job pay should be based on skill, not the way you look or what gender you are. After some research, I found out that there's more discrimination for Black and Latino applicants. Since 1990, white applicants have received an average of 36% more callbacks than Black applicants, 24% more than Latino applicants, and this was all with identical resumes. Over time, there has been no change in hiring rates for Black applicants. That's not even the worst part. Black applicants only earn 75% of what whites earn, and women earn 83% of what whites make. We would call this pay or compensation discrimination, which is when employees performing similar work don't receive similar pay. Hispanic workers have lower median weekly earnings than white, Black, and Asian workers. Hispanic women's median weekly earnings in 2017 were $603 per week, and that's full-time work. That's only 62.2% of what white men's median weekly earnings are. For Hispanic men, it's 87.4%. They also have low earnings, but not as low as Hispanic women. So imagine already being paid less for being a woman and then being paid even less for being a Hispanic woman. It's just not fair. Black women earn 67.7% of a white man's earnings, which still isn't much, but it's more than 62.2%, like Hispanic women. Asian workers have a higher median weekly earning than white, Black, or Hispanic, but that's primarily because of their higher education rates. Asian women earn 93% of white men's earnings, but only 74.8% of Asian men's earnings. White women earn 81.9% of white men's earnings. Between the years 2016 to 2017, white women's real earnings increased by 1.6%, Hispanic women's earnings increased by 0.8%, and Black women's earnings increased by 0.4%. There was a decrease of 2% for Asian women. Asian, Hispanic, and white men's earnings increased by 2.7%, 1.9%, and 0.9%, while Black men's earnings decreased by 3.2%. Hispanic women working full-time are still left well below, and Hispanic men and Black women are not much above. The reason women earn less than men is that there are lower earnings in occupations done mainly by women. There is also a lack of paid family leave and subsidized childcare. So if a woman gets pregnant and has to go have her baby and has to take care of it, most workplaces don't pay for her time off. There's also, of course, discrimination in compensation, recruitment, and hiring. This wage gap will eventually cost women $1 million over their careers. So to answer the question, should the government use tax money to make everyone economically equal? My answer is yes, of course, the government should. That money could be used to give everyone equal pay or create more opportunities for minorities that would help them earn more money and become more successful. And last but not least, let me tell you what I learned in my econ class this semester. To be completely honest, I wasn't always paying attention, but one thing I did learn for sure was how building your credit is important and can make your life easier. It can make it easier to buy a car in the future, buy a house in the future, or receive loans on certain things. I'm going to apply this to the real world by beginning to build my credit as soon as I get a job. Thank you for listening.